This hour we're asking the question, should we? Just because we can? Well, don't ask Peter Cordani. He's too busy inventing new products. Like Dynagel. It's a lawn spray that traps morning dew and time releases it throughout the day. So much for watering the lawn. Or take Dino Trim, a tea bag that can be dipped in your gravy or soup to soak up all the fat. Cordani is CEO of Dynamat. He spoke with N. Strange Chance about his latest invention, Dino Storm.
It's a polymer-based product, and we took it over some fair weather clouds, and we dropped it in it, and it had the ability to cut the cloud in half. And through that test and research and data that we put together, it led us to another test where we went and removed the cloud out of the atmosphere totally. And through the results of that and that test, we took it one step further into the real world, and we tried to remove a storm off the Doppler radar, which we were successful at doing.
Wait, you took an entire storm just off the radar screen?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're about to see the first successful test. Take a look at the bomber. It's carrying the special powder, in fact, up ahead. Look at that. There it goes. It's released into the air. It shoots out more than 9,000 pounds of that magic powder, in fact. The cloud just below it ends up getting seeded with it, so to speak. And within seconds, voila, take a look at your radar. It disappears completely from the radar. That radar is supposed to be moving. Trust me, folks, it really did disappear from the radar. This all went down yesterday, 10 miles off of the coast.
How?
We took up some large aircraft, and we dropped approximately 9,000 pounds of product at one time, and it absorbed the moisture immediately and collapsed the storm, and the clouds just vanished. I mean, it's almost like magic.
What did you drop on it?
It's a polymer-based product that we designed. It's like a baby powder substance, and as soon as it gets near moisture or any type of water, it collects it immediately and turns into a gel-like substance and gains weight. And then as it's gaining weight, joining thousands of droplets together, then they fall towards the ocean.
What if the storm's over land? Does all this gel suddenly fall on people's houses?
Yes, it would, and we wouldn't be approaching a storm that's over land.
This sounds like pretty incredible stuff. How do you imagine it being used?
We just want to use it in life-threatening situations due to hurricanes and threatening weather that would harm the coast.
So is it powerful enough that you can imagine it actually dissolving a hurricane?
Well, reduce the strength of it, yes it is. By removing the storm off the radar, that proved the product's ability 110%, that it does have the capability. We claim it does, and now what we're trying to work out is really the delivery system and how much we'll need to go into a storm.
I imagine that a technology like this could have a lot of different applications. Are there any others that you've thought about?
Yes, there's numerous applications, especially for airport and fog situations, so it'd be safer for the pilots to land the aircraft, so we see an application there. And we're looking at, like, third world countries and stuff, and states right here in the United States that have drought condition problems. It is an excellent rain agent. You can go in situations where the clouds are just there and they're just about to rain and they just won't give it. You could apply some of this product to it and it will allow it to rain.
But wait, I thought this product absorbed the water, but it can also make it rain?
Yes, well, it absorbs the water and the moisture in the cloud and then it drives it down to the ground. And when the moist gel hits the ground, on like the desert lands or farmlands, the dirt will extract the moisture out of the polymer.
What about if you can sprinkle it on a cloud and make it rain? Would it have any application for forest fires? Could you drive rain into specific areas?
Yes, but in that situation, we have another product for that. And we have it where you add a little bit of our product. I believe it's 2 tablespoons per gallon of water, and it'll gelify that water. And in most circumstances, when they're flying, like in forestry fires, and you're dropping the loads of water, a lot of the water, I'd say about 70% of it's burnt off before it hits ground. Due to the weight of the gel, it falls through that and makes it to the ground. And then the gel covers the ground, blankets it, and keeps it nice and moist, and clings to all the foliage, and stops the rampant fires.
How'd you come up with this stuff?
Bumped into it. We have Dynamat, an extensive research lab, and they pretty much let us do what we want down there.
Do you have meetings where you sit around and brainstorm all the possible things you could do?
Yes. Through the DynoStorm project itself, I've been contacted by PhDs, professors, scientists, universities all over the world, and we've put a team together where I have approximately 100 experts that we speak to on a regular basis. And when we think of something, we put our heads together and bring the right people that we think would be for the project. And we look at it, and it makes sense, we move forward on it and put it together as fast as we can.
Peter, you've thought of so many really powerful applications for this stuff. Do you worry that there could be dangerous uses? I mean, you know, the old cliche line, what happens if this stuff gets in the wrong hands?
No, not at this point. And it's all undercover tightly right now. And there really can't be too much harm that would come out of the product in that form. But we're not using it as a luxury at all. I mean, I've been called from all over the world. Can I protect Wilmington, different things like that, sports events? And absolutely not. I created it for life-threatening situations. I appreciate all those thoughts. And, you know, I'd love to sell the product, but we didn't design it to be a luxury item.
Peter Cordani is CEO of Dynomat and the inventor of DynoStorm. He spoke with N. Strange Champs.